It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called flat to as much as $1 per hundredweight lower on demand uncertainty, along with reports of wintry weather in parts of the region. Terminals are called steady to lower, with tops from $35 to $38. Peoria called steady today, with a top price of $35. And the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, February 29th, negotiated swine purchases were 9,834. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $44.75 to $57.02. The weighted average, $53.15, a loss of 30 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $35.11 to $44.50, the weighted average, $42.71. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $16,692. The base price range was $44 to $59.10, the weighted average, $56.55, a gain of 41 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $31.06 to $44.41, and the weighted average was $42.13. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. And speaking of agricultural weather, we have the All-Day Ag Outlook meeting tomorrow in Covington, Indiana at the Beef House. And unfortunately, it looks like winter weather will be heading in our direction. It could cause some travel complications across the area. Still waiting as long as we can on the computer model runs, because there is still some uncertainty, the track of the low pressure, which will really determine where the rough weather or what rough travel conditions will lay down. But right now, all indications are that east central Illinois, west central Indiana will have some heavy snowfall. Also, there will be some sleet and some accumulating ice, so some slick roadways across the area. The further north and west you go, the colder it will be, but the less moisture will be wrapping up, so precipitation will be reduced. Again, we'll continue to track this, and hopefully by the noon hour with the latest computer model runs, we'll have a little bit better indication. But right now, we have one low-pressure area in far northern Michigan that's laying down some heavy snow and causing some strong winds, so heavy lake effect snows on the eastern shores of Lake Michigan. Then we have pockets of heavy rain from southwestern Michigan all the way into southeastern Illinois, and further to the south and west of there, a tornado watch for portions of northeastern Texas, and actually some tornado warnings across southwestern Arkansas. And on the back edge of this, some snow, and right now some heavy snow in the panhandle of Texas, and moderate to heavy snow pushing all the way north and east from there into southwestern Missouri. So as we enter the first full week of March, we still have some very wintry weather to contend with, and we also have some flooding situations that will be enhanced by the heavy precipitation across the Midwest and the snow melt that occurred yesterday with the heavy rainfall. 3-day rain amounts will expected to be anywhere between a third of an inch up to almost 2 inches from eastern Kansas and Missouri and through Wisconsin. Some snow, sleet, and freezing rain reported overnight, while much of the precipitation reported Friday into Saturday occurred as light snow. The highest temperatures over the weekend climbed up into the 70s from Kansas into southern Illinois and southwestern Indiana. For the rest of the week, much colder conditions will be around the area. Again, rain developing across the eastern half of the Corn Belt today, changing over to sleet and freezing rain with some snow occurring before the precipitation comes to an end. We do expect some, again, rough travel across the area, and snow will develop from tonight and through Tuesday from southern Missouri through Michigan, 1 to 5 inches, with local amounts up to maybe as much as 8 inches in some areas. So, again, some rough travel as far as the areas that are in growing. season right now. Brazil, the latest soil assessments from Brazil show the entire nation's summer grain and oilseed regions saturated, with some areas having experienced at least localized flooding during the past week. Weather this week will start off wet in Rio Grande do Sul, Minas Gerais, Goiás, and parts of Mato Grosso, and a few other areas, while net drying will occur in central west and interior south areas. And as far as Argentina goes, no tremendous changes as the forecast we've been putting down there for the last week or so. The upper-level low-pressure center responsible for rain in eastern Argentina will impact Buenos Aires over the next few days, while the remainder of the nation is left dry. Some locations in southeastern Buenos Aires receiving 2 to 3 inches of additional rainfall early this week, and some flooding possible. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Best is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris and McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
For the Beef House meeting in Covington, Indiana tomorrow, registration kicking off at 8:15 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 7:15 a.m. Central. And we hope that we have a number of celebrated speakers to join us, including Glenn Ring and Dan Bossi. Full details on the website at WILLAG.org. The 2008 All-Day Ag Outlook meeting made possible with support from the Andersons, Cargill, and the Archer Daniels Midland Company. Let's go ahead and look how prices fared in the overnight trade. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 11.72¾, up 2¾. Last trade up 30. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 10.78, up 5. Last trade up 33. May, 10.85½, up a half. Last trade up 39¾. July, 9.97¾, down 2¾. Last trade up 40. March corn opened at 546, unchanged. Last trade up 7. July, 568, down a half. Last trade up 7¾. December, 563, down a quarter. Last trade up 9¾. March beans opened at 1519½, down 2¾. Last trade up 33. July, 1543½, down 2½. Last trade up 29¾. November, 1423½, down 2½. Last trade up 22. March soybean meal opened at 378.60, up 290. Last trade up 520. March soybean oil opened at 68.41, up 26. Last trade up 195. May, 68.68, down 14. Last trade up 193. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave. Wild morning.
Corn and beans, all-time highs last night. Going to see follow-through today?
Yeah, and actually, I thought you had to go to 54.5 on the March to be an all-time high, but very close to it in my book. And I think we're going to see some decent follow-through. It's mainly on two different things. You've got the Chinese demand continues to be strong. I think the Dalian was up 4% limit on their beans overnight, and I think oil was up 7% over in China last night. So we continue to see an appetite that just continues to grow in China. And then the other thing is the money's coming over, especially from the equities market. First of the month, new money's coming in here, and I'm actually a little surprised we ran as hard as we did last night. But beans are what, 20% over their all-time high, I believe, at this point, and probably have a little bit more to go before it's over with.
And I guess if you add on top of that, there has been some delays in the early harvest of South American beans. And then also, I guess, also the exchange rate still favorable for U.S. Delivery.
U.S. exports, yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll continue to see that be a play into this thing. I think the harvest is starting to get a pretty good run down in South America, and I'm hearing nothing but good to excellent yields so far. So I fully anticipate we ultimately see a little bit of a pullback based on South America pulling some demand away from the U.S., because I think they're going to probably be closer to 62 million metric tons than some of the trade talk out here, 58 to 59, had been leaning towards. I think you'll be in excess of 60 and maybe up towards 62 and possibly even 63 if the crops as good as what I'm hearing down there. So that ultimately will start to pull some demand away from the U.S. and maybe pull us back just a little bit.
Do we get the $16 beans before that happens?
Oh, you're probably going to make $16 beans before this is over with. You know, you're only in the July last night. You got within 14 cents. Mm-hmm. So I'll be kind of surprised if you don't get up there. But I don't think that should limit you from starting to scale and sell this thing, because I still believe when it's over, it's going to end ugly. I think at some point we'll end up seeing some sharply down markets that are going to be hard to get some stuff traded in.
Turn your attention then to CME Livestock.
The hog market continues to be undervalued, in my opinion. I still believe that long-term, the hog market is probably your next major bull market. Near-term, I think you probably end up seeing them pop back just a little bit. We've had a pretty good hit. I think they're trying to turn the corner. Friday certainly didn't indicate that. You got new contract lows in April hogs with, as we talked, almost all-time highs in the corn and all-time highs in the beans. So, you know, those guys are just bleeding all the way through. But ultimately, I think this thing starts to push its way back up. On the day-to-day, it looks like we're going to be mixed as we get started in the both the cattle and the hogs, Dave.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of F.C. Stone and Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 9:01 Central Time.